Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 42 and verse 1. It's a very beautiful scripture that Psalmist David sings unto the Lord. And he says, as the deer pants for streams of water, my soul pants for you, my God. Or say, other version says, I long for you, God. My dear brothers and sisters, when we come to a place where we have no answers from a human perspective, and when we have difficulty in understanding the challenges that we are going through, right? And we find it difficult to understand God's ways. And that happens with everybody. At some point or the other, you will find yourself finding it very difficult to understand the ways of God. That's what's happening with your life. How your life can change. What can be done the best. How can I improvise? How can I improve? What can I do? So we all struggle with that thought. Even though we can look back and see how the hand of God and the blessing and guidance has been upon us, at times we still feel afraid and alone. Jesus himself cried out in Matthew 27:46. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And those words could be interpreted, I may not understand what's happening right now, but I know you are still my God. Hallelujah. What an assurance, right? Have you ever watched a child reach for a parent's hand and say, slow down, you're walking too fast? The child is afraid of getting lost or left behind. Is that how you feel today? Like you can't keep up? That life is moving way too fast. The Bible says in Psalm 42:1, as the deer longs for streams of water, I long for you, O God. You don't long for something unless you value it and need it. Only raw need will cause you to turn away from every other visible means of support and pursue God. Because you know that without him, you won't make it. I've been in that situation many times, my dear brothers and sisters, where I just think that I cannot make it. I need God, right? Only God is my help. And the truth is, if you didn't need him so desperately, you could easily become satisfied with lesser things. So three things happen when you pursue God with all your heart, right? And that's my experience that I share with you. Number one, you enter the realm where all things are possible. Mark 10:27 talks about that, right? You enter in an area of faith where you believe that all things are possible. Number two, you grow more Christ-like because you become like the company you keep, right? As the idiom says, show me your friends and I will show you your character. So if you hang around with God, you will see Christ-likeness in you. Thirdly, you learn that certain levels of blessing are only reached when you diligently seek God. If you look at Hebrews 11:6. So my question to you is, are you weary of human answers? Do you need more than just good advice? So my recommendation to you is just go into your secret closet, shut yourself in with God today, and let him speak to you. Amen? That's what you need today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this wonderful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are in the land of the living, and we have an opportunity to praise you and to thank you and to give you the glory. Today, Lord God Almighty, Father, fortify our faith, encourage us, enable us, equip us, empower us to accomplish the task that you have given us. You have given us two tasks. law number one is to believe in you, and number two is to preach your gospel and to win souls for Jesus. Enable us, Father. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. Flourish and prosper them, because they are your inheritance. I also pray, Lord God Almighty, for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh Father, I release your healing virtue to flow upon their lives, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. They'll be healed and made whole. Hallelujah. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole, your word says. And we thank you for that. And we vow to give you all glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.